Josie, days away.
Yeah.
I bet you can't wait just for everything to get underway and get started.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's really exciting to be, obviously, heading up to Scotland for our first game, playing a brand new team. Like, obviously, we're a brand new team as well, so it's quite exciting to have two brand new teams on Shell and Sky, which is really exciting for us. We're just looking forward to getting together, playing as a squad and seeing what we can put out together on the court.
How have things been going?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's amazing. We've got obviously such a good venue here and we work really hard. Obviously Monday, Tuesdays, and then we have our home sessions on a Thursday. So it's nice to kind of bring everything together after the England girls with Mac in and put some stuff together on together in our combinations and see what everyone can do.
And nice to have people like Bongi back in the side as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's brilliant having her over here, obviously from South Africa, having George and Nat back from the England duties. So yeah, it's just good to get together.
Things have been gelling pretty well. What are the facilities like here?
Yeah, the University of Warwick have been brilliant for us. They've obviously given us a call. We can train. We've got our S&C coach who's based here. They're pretty, obviously, helpful to whatever we need. So it's good. It's like a nice place to come and train.
The Rico is obviously, that's going to be
the
nice.
The Rico is amazing. It's unbelievable. It looks really cool. Like game days, our first home game is on the 5th of March. So on a Sunday, it'd be so cool to come down. Before the game, we've got all our massive fan zone with other things kids can come and do. We've also got our, there's like food, there's obviously all the ball games, there's a court out the kids can play on, they can meet some of the players. So it's just an amazing venue and it's good to have something that's different to what's really happened before in netball. So there's not normally been a pre kind of thing for netball, so it's nice that some people make like a day of it and you bring your kids to it and they can have a really good day out and then come watch them hopefully good netball.
And it would be pretty fair that we have just had the best of five and I had some Maltesers bunnies but
you didn't
win them.
Not going to take too much offence to that.
We'll have a quick word as well about the Mizuno deal.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
So I've been talking to Graham for a while. I spoke to him since probably summertime, obviously speaking about getting some new trainers, and I've always had really bad problems with blisters and that with the ASICs I've been wearing and other shoes I've been wearing, and he was just he's brilliant, really supportive, was determined to find me a trainer that I could play in and I could obviously wear without getting blister pain in, and it was brilliant, and he just obviously was so supportive, and yeah, so it's kind of stemmed from there.
And the support in Prem, and they've made
yeah,
a big investment at the league.
Yeah, they've made a massive investment, and it's kind of paying off because loads of girls obviously are now wearing their shoe, of they're wearing the shoes, and loads of players are signing. So it's just quite exciting for them to kind of get involved in netball.
And how does that make you feel as a player having somebody like that behind you? And
it's really, when I spoke to Graham, I was actually quite nervous, obviously, about signing a deal because it's brand new to me. I've never had a shoe deal before. But it's really exciting. It obviously shows that netball's moving in the right way and that it's becoming more of a big-time sport. So it means that our shoe deals or our kit deals are more available, and it's just making sure that netball's moving in the right direction. It's promoting women's sport and making us a bigger entity.
Gilbert's on board, Land Rover on board
with
the dresses.
Yeah.
What do you make of those kind of big, massive deals that have been announced?
It's brilliant. I think it's brilliant for the sport. It's brilliant for the awareness of the sport. It's brilliant for, obviously, women's sport and netball especially, growing and becoming, like, obviously, with the hashtag that Amma started with Netball on the Rise. It's really good that all the big brands are kind of jumping aboard and recognising that it is a really up-and-coming, growing sport and people are playing loads and loads more.
It's easy to say you've been in this situation ahead of the season time and time again, ready to go. How are you feeling a few days away? Are you ready to
underway? Just want to kind of get cracking. It's been a long time coming and it now suddenly almost feels like it's really on top of us, but I just want to get going. I want to get into it, get in the thick of it, get our new dresses on and start playing together as a 12 and just kind of getting some good results.
And the support again from the Sky, that's nice to have for the next 4 years.
Yeah, obviously Sky's been a massive help in us promoting our game, and obviously people will be able to watch it at home because obviously people can't travel up to Northumbria or travel down to Bath for games, obviously, if they're not near them. So it's really good that Sky are putting on. It just would be nice if, and as obviously a netball fan myself, just be able to see all the games, because you watch one game but there are four other games being played at the same time. So we'd love to at some point be at a position where we can view every game as it's being played or even as a replay, because people do want to see the games. Obviously you just can't at the moment.
And the Super 10 is going to be nice.
Super 10 is really exciting. Really exciting. Obviously, it's the first chance for us as a squad to see, and as our Wasps club to kind of see all the teams in action. And it'll be good to see what everyone's doing, see where they're at, and see what, have a look at the video and see what we can do against them.
Just like that. Are you there quite early and try and catch a bit of the...
My mum's coming down with me, so she's got tickets for the whole day. We have to be at games every time for 2 hours before. But some of us might go down a bit earlier. I know I'll probably go down earlier and watch netball because, again, I quite like netball. But it just depends on what people want to do. Some people don't like watching netball before they play because they need to kind of get in their own zone. But I know I'll definitely be down there having a scout, seeing what I can see.
And there might be a few people that haven't been along to netball game before. So what can we expect if we get ourselves along to the Rico?
So if you want to come along to Rico, obviously the tickets are online at wasnetball.co.uk.
Shameless.
And shameless plug in there. And our first home game is on the 5th of March. So we'd obviously love to have people come down there. But we've got a brilliant venue. We've obviously got our stuff before the game. We've got our fan zone. We've got obviously our court going up. We've got loads of people doing this as a game so they can come and play. We've also got our court. We've got a game, then obviously afterwards it's just going to be some outstanding netball. Like, netball has moved on so much from what people think it is. And when I know loads of my friends who have never watched Super League before and have come and watched a Super League game are in awe of the players, the speed, their power, just their strength, so what they can do with the ball, because it's not what people think is a static, boring pass and move, typical game everyone calls it. So just be open-minded and come down and have a look and see what we can do.
Well, Josie, best of luck for the season.
Thank you very much.